I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pamphilon.
Thomas McCall.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. Welcome to Desert Island Crisps. To you, I'd like to introduce our this week's castaway.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian.
All right.
He's a writer and an actor. He's well known as a regular on Mock the Week for BBC and for playing the lead role of Georgie Carlton in BBC America's Almost Royal. He has co-written and appeared in 4 series of Greg Davies' Man Down.
I was in 2 and then. Technically co-wrote 2 of them.
Okay, that's
I'm not speaking at full volume yet because this is just this is me making little footnotes on your intro.
You're doing citation needed.
Yeah.
Citation needed on your own intro.
I wouldn't say I was well known for playing Georgie Carlton in Almost Royal because not many people watched it.
I've reason to believe The Independent referred to it as a cult hit,
which means not many people watched it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Anyway, along with various television credits, including The Russell Howard Hour.
Correct, yes.
The Apprentice, You Were Fired, BBC Two. Drunk History, Comedy Central. Nick Helm's Comfort Eating, Dave. That's just to name a few. There's many more.
That's many, my most recent. I think he's going back chronologically.
Did he do any shows for ITV2? Any other shows for ITV2?
I'm not sure you'll find that one on my CV, Sam.
All right, fair enough.
I take it you worked together before.
Yeah, still on mine.
Right. Anyway, this week's Castaway has also written for Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, but it was the one episode. It was for Greg Davies.
That's one episode.
I got a couple of jokes
counts.
On. Yeah, it counts.
And also for Ask Rod Gilbert on the BBC.
Yeah, wrote for
that
a few
occurred.
Of those. Yep.
And on stage, he's currently on tour with his latest show, Mammoth.
Correct. Nearly finished, though.
But that sold out an entire run at the Edinburgh Fringe in 2017, including extra shows added every weekend.
Where are you reading this from?
Well, I've actually collated it from various sources.
How many sources?
Well, mostly your management's website.
Sounds like the sort of thing they'd write.
Yeah, okay.
It's making me feel embarrassed.
He previously won a Stortle Award in 2014 for Best Compere.
Yep, 4 years ago.
Yeah, and has provided national tour support for various acts, including Greg Davies. He's a good pal of yours, right?
He has given me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Russell, not your sugar daddy.
Genuinely feels like it sometimes, yeah.
He's a big man, right?
Yeah, big man.
Also, Russell Kane and Chris Addison. This week's Castaway is also a podcast royalty.
Yes.
Being co-writer and co-host of the iTunes topping Chortle Award nominated Peacock and Gamble podcast, it is, of course, Ed Gamble.
Welcome, Ed.
Thank you.
Did you never win?
No, it was in the years of Herring. So Herring just cleaned up.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, I think he's dropped the ball a couple of times.
Oh, he's gone massively downhill.
It's basically his crew could always just vote him in for the win.
Yeah.
But yeah, we always lost out to Herring, unfortunately.
He was really good, though.
Thank you.
He was really, really good.
I always find it funny that I get credited as a co-writer and co-host on it because there was not a written word on that thing whatsoever.
I didn't think there was.
No.
No. It felt like maybe you jotted some ideas down occasionally.
Yeah, we had ideas for features and stuff, and occasionally we'd pre-write something for a feature, but it wasn't.
There you go, co-written.
That makes it sound scripted, right?
I find it absolutely fucking amazing that you listed about 60 credits, more credits than I've got on my entire CV, and the only thing you didn't mention was the one thing I did with you. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, do you mean
Blue Go Mad and Ibiza?
Ah, Blue Go Mad and Ibiza. That's how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah. You on that, Ed?
I was on that.
Yeah. We got married to...
Georgia Brown.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and Blue were the... The groomsmen.
Blue were the groomsmen at my fake wedding.
Yeah.
And, That's got to be the best show ever, right?
It certainly sounded like it was going to be.
Yeah, on paper, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
On paper, it's like communism. Do you know what I mean? On paper, communism is amazing.
You kind of go, yeah, if we all agree, then this is okay.
Everyone's all right, yeah. Huh?
And then there's one guy like, hey, Vlad, what are you doing in the corner? How many eggs do you got, Vlad? God, why you got so many eggs?
So this is our second time on an island together.
It is.
Unless you count Britain, in which case it's our third.
Yeah. It's a dreadful place, Ibiza, isn't it?
Really awful, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We went on a stag night with Anthony Costa.
That was possibly the most fun I've ever had of doing. Just getting absolutely shit-faced.
With Anthony Costa wearing blue morph suits.
And there's
a bit where Anthony Costa turns around. We're just getting these massive shots and it's ridiculous. And Ed's got type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
Which means that he really has to work carefully to modulate his blood sugar.
Correct. And I
didn't know this. Well, he was in character. How was I to know what he had? So I was getting all these shots.
My character didn't have type 1 diabetes.
It was a strong but weird choice that you made there. Yeah. And so I was getting all these sambucas, and he's looking at me like going, I can't do too many. Yeah.
But I had that's how good at acting I am, that I can method act to the extent that I can get rid of a long-lasting condition.
Wow.
Yeah. You could start a religion
like
that.
Deep.
Yeah. My favourite was Anthony Costa turning around going, I haven't had a drink in a year. And we was like, oh, no. He was out there with his wife and young baby. And he'd obviously just been really good and gone off the sore. And we went absolutely bamboo for about 3 hours.
There were two moments of that night I remember. One was we were all playing I Have Never. Someone has to say something,
and if you've done
the thing, you drink.
What?
Right? Don't get it.
So my character, everyone else was doing saucy things, and my character said, "I have never been to the Colosseum." And Anthony Costa had to check with his manager as to whether he'd been to the Colosseum.
Yes, Anthony.
And he went, "We've been to the Colosseum." And he's his voice in the back of the bar going, "Yeah." He went, "Way!" And the other, we were on like a fairground ride, like a waltzer thing, just me and him. And he was like, I'll take you on this stag night because, you know, people go to strip clubs and stuff, don't they? But I don't like that because it's like having your favourite meal in front of you, but you're not allowed to touch it. And then I went, yes, favourite meal. And then I went, couscous. And he did not miss a beat, honestly. He just went, potato salad.
That is a classic Costa meal. Have that as the entire meal
just
as well.
Just potato salad.
And he can never believe his luck. There's so much left. Yeah. What? Do you want to take some of this home? Are you fucking kidding?
It's been in the sun for 12 hours.
Yeah. It's yellow on the top. Yeah.
Pick the skin off. What was he turning around? So we were doing a thing. We were all in character, apart from Anthony Costa,
he thought we were real people. Yeah. Yep.
And we were all saying like who we'd like our top shags would be. It was going around and we were saying famous people. Who was yours? Was it
Angela Lansbury?
It was.
Yeah, it was Angela Lansbury. I forgot about that.
And he's going, who the fuck is that? You go, well, you know, from Murder, She Wrote. And he's going, no, like if anyone at any moment was going to ruin it, that would have been the moment. Yeah. And it didn't. It was still washed. Oh, fine. You're all above.
Anyway, so Ed, do you find your diabetes affects your crisp eating skills at all?
Not really, because normally if I have a bag of crisps, what I do is I can see on the back of the packet the carb content of the crisps,
right,
and then I can inject insulin to cover the carb content of the crisps.
Okay.
So it actually works out fine.
Yeah.
And most bags of crisps, I'd say between 15 and 20 grams of carb per bag.
Okay. Well, they're at least a quarter fat, aren't they? So.
Sure.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of bad news.
Okay.
On our island, you're only allowed crisps.
I thought you were going to say he wasn't allowed insulin.
Yeah, am I?
No, that is my implication, yes.
Oh, right.
So it's only crisp, no insulin.
Well, you get a couple of extras at the end, so we're going to give you the option.
You can't do this to someone with diabetes. Tom, you can't do this. What if we have someone come in who can't walk? Do we take the wheelchair away?
Well, they're not getting up the stairs, are they?
Hey, what stairs? It's a fucking island, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, there's a box park just down the harbour away.
Okay, well, maybe we'll leave.
We're on an island.
We'll allow the.
Stop saying we'll allow it. let's just assume that before he's gone on whatever boat trip it was, he's strapped his body like terrorist style with vials of it.
But why hasn't he strapped his body with like books and stuff like that?
He didn't know this was going to happen.
Then why is he strapped his body with insulin?
Because you want to take his insulin away.
Am I plane? Is it plane crash? Is that why I'm here or boat?
Let's take. I like
Lesson
a plane.
You can't remember.
Plane. Yeah, it was a plane.
It was a plane.
Plane. Well, yeah, I've got. Yeah. Let's say I've got it with me then, because I'd keep the little pouch in the book slider.
Carry on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
so
in my carry-on or in
and
front.
And that
of the, yeah.
has been salvaged.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we've solved.
Well, I'm glad we had to work around that logic, Topham, before introducing the ideas of wheelchairs going upstairs.
Okay. So, Ed.
Hello.
What is your first choice of crisp you'd like to bring onto your desert island?
Get three bags total, and each bag three will last you forever. Total. So you imagine you've got one of those boxes with a hole in the front.
Yeah.
And as you reach in, it just never gets empty.
It's a never-ending...
It's never-ending.
...crisp box.
It is your only source of nutrition, so I think the crisps will outlast you.
So is it like a really long...
It's just incredibly long, yeah.
It's very long.
No, they're set... They're,
eternity.
Stop trying to find the logic in it.
It's not a physical thing, it's a spectral...
It's a spectral entity within right. it, and it means that you can...
Because I was thinking if it was really long, you could put it on the sea and crawl...
All the way home.
All the way home.
Oh, my.
But until it became too sodden.
That's true. Yeah, and there'd be a lot of crisps in there as well, so...
Thousands of bags of crisps would be a wonderful buoyancy aid.
Yeah.
Because most bags have
unopened.
Air.
Yeah.
Some bags are a bit... It's a bit weird when you pick up a bag and it doesn't have air in, and you pick up the bag and it's flat. Like if you get Roysters or something, or Discos, and you feel the flatness and the lack of stuff in the pack, you put them back and you get an airy bag.
You've got to get an airy bag because the lack of air would suggest... Actually, it happened to my girlfriend when I was back in England yesterday. that she brought a bag back from the supermarket, and it was flat, and there was a hole in it,
yes,
and then
it
they'd
is.
All gone stale. You need the seal for freshness.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You really do.
And on the island, the seal is a character that visits nowadays.
Yeah, yes. And his name is For Freshness.
For freshness.
For freshness. Come hither. Bring the first bag for freshness.
My first crisp is going to be Brannigan's roast beef and mustard.
Okay.
Sam looks very uncomfortable with this choice.
I just remember them. I've not had them in years. I just remember them being a bit mustardy.
Ed, I'm fully with you on this one.
And what's the best thing about them, Tom? They're very mustardy, right?
Hell yeah. There's a twang to them that is unique
is
there,
yeah, is it
to the
mustard twang, though? Because I don't like mustard twang. I want a bit of tang.
That's one of the problems being stuck on the island. Yeah. No. After a few months, you're really craving a bit of tang.
I was having this conversation with For Freshness the other day. It's too much of wang bang, not enough tang for freshness.
Freshness.
She's a Southern Belle, is For Freshness.
Oh, I'm really picturing For Freshness. Because she's over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, she's right
oh,
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's a fucking seal. She stinks of fish, but we'll light with friends. Right. Crack a bag. Everything's foil now.
So, would you like to lead the way, Ed?
They smell as I remember them.
There's a good amount of dust on them.
They're dust heavy, which is essential.
But yeah, it's just a bit mustardy for me.
I mean, my initial reaction, Ed, would be... We're spending the rest of eternity on this island.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily an everyday crisp.
I hate to disagree with you, Tom. That would be an everyday crisp for me. Well, that's dinner. That's dinner time.
Well, I see what you mean. What? Like there is a meal element to them that you don't get with other crisps.
They're so thick cut. I think they're one of the thickest cut crisps on the market.
That's true.
What I would say is a lot of my good memories of them stem from the paper packet.
Yeah.
Which always felt like a treat.
I felt like I was getting it off Mr. Brannigan himself.
There you go. And Mr. Brannigan, what an enigma that guy is.
I don't like the look of his head.
Well, I've got a theory that Mr. Brannigan is actually the grandfather of the Pringles man.
Mm.
Big talk.
All right.
Big talk.
Yeah. If you look at Mr. Brannigan...
Look at him. Look at his smiley, tashy face.
He definitely took a trip
to
Italy.
He would be ashamed.
I'm assuming the Pringle guy's from Italy, by the way. I don't know why.
I don't know. Is he American, I thought?
Italian-American.
Yeah, ads. Get him up, ads. Get him up.
I think he would be ashamed of his Pringle. Look at that one. Look how dusty that one is.
See, I think that's straight up...
Oh,
like,
my
mustard,
God.
That's straight up mustard powder.
Oh, that's a good thing, though. Oh, dude, that's so strong.
You want some flavour?
That's what you want. Mm.
They're fucking salty.
But that's what you want from a crisp, I say.
I agree.
I'm thinking about the heat and everything, but. No, oh, man, that was a bit too much.
And do you know what? I'm leaning more and more and more towards this, Ed, because you want, like, a crisp up on the island, if we've got three.
Yeah.
That every now and then you dip into. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I wouldn't have Brannigan's for breakfast.
No, you wouldn't.
That would be insane.
It's not a breakfast crisp. Like, Space Raiders are a breakfast crisp.
No,
on the way to school.
Not. Quavers are a breakfast crisp.
What?
Cheesy Quavers are a breakfast crisp.
Because
well,
they're
sure.
light, you want to start the day light.
But then you stink of cheese for the rest of the day. Right. Same with these. These leave smell on your fingers.
Yeah.
You don't forget you've had Brannigan's in a hurry.
No. They're so beefy.
They're after a night out crisp.
Yeah. that to me, it would taste like a pub carpet, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Like really, really pubby.
But you can, like, I can smell that on my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will be for days.
That absolutely for days.
Yeah.
Mm.
And for forever, because I'll be having a pack a day.
Yeah, you're gonna be the beefy finger guy.
I'm gonna turn into
They're gonna call you Beef Fingers. That's your new name.
Hey, Beef Fingers.
Yo, Beef Fingers. Hey, start bringing up the beef.
Brannigan Beef Fingers.
You'll grow the mustache and everything.
Yeah, I'll turn
you'll fashion like a Brannigan's apron out of sort of pineapple or coconut shred and
that's the thing that happens to you. If you eat a bag of these a day, after 1 year you turn into the Brannigan's man.
Oh. Yeah. And every year they update the photo with another victim. That guy, the guy on the front of the packet, he's 15.
It's like
he's
the shining like, bit.
Loves Brannigan's. Yeah. It just keeps going forever.
See, they've really I hate to get all Brexit about this, but they've really spoiled it. It's all gone to pot. The branding. So they've even printed the paper bag onto the foil.
Yeah, I don't like that. You should, if you're going to rebrand. But are they better now that they're in foil? I mean, taste-wise.
No, I don't.
Well,
was
it the foil for freshness?
No,
because I also think we can look it up. I think they had foil within the paper bag.
Yeah.
So there was foil. It was sealed like that.
Do you know what it's
going to
be? It's going to be cost.
It's going to be cost, mate. That's a real shame that that's the way the world's gone.
I don't see how that works, because they were 25p when we were a kid, and crisps are like 80p now. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything else that is like five times the price.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Houses, yeah.
Cigarettes.
And houses all used to be paper, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah,
but now they're all bricks.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the whole point is it's like going to a butcher's and getting a piece of meat wrapped in that brown paper with string.
Yes. And this has come up several times before, that the nostalgia effect of crisps is a big thing, which means we bring them to the island. And I feel like the nostalgia effect has been, I question it now.
Yeah, I agree. But what you've still got is when you open a pack, you probably got it then, you open that packet and a little puff of the mustard dust comes up and you inhale it. It's like, I'd imagine, it's the closest I'll ever get to opening a letter with anthrax in it.
Yeah. Just that one moment.
Yeah, just...
But what you could do on the island, because you've got infinite packs, is you don't want to have to eat them all. You can just sit there all day with like 50 packs next to you, just opening them, just getting that beef waft. Oof.
Oh, you could just get the waft.
Oof. Like that.
Wow. I haven't thought of it like that. It's like
if you got like Playboy money, eat the crisps, just smell the waft.
It's like you could just... Imagine that. You could get salt and vinegar discos could be your choice, and you could just collect the powder.
Oh yeah, you
from
can
the bottom,
yeah.
And then just have like Scarface.
If you could fashion a sieve out of reeds, and you just empty the discos into that, and like shake it like you were what's it called? Going for gold? What's panhandling or something?
Coming for gold.
Combing for gold. What's it called? Where you put rocks in, you sift it.
Panning.
So you could pan the crisps, and then collect the dust, and then just get one packet of discos, empty it into dust, toss them all around, and just have once a month, just have one bag of discos. As they should have been.
We should have bought discos.
What, today?
No, to the desert island.
No, because they always let you down. We hadn't thought of that.
This is my point, but they don't let you down if you can siphon off all the dust.
No need to say we hadn't thought of building a
fucking sieve. That's not the first thing you think of.
Out of reeds. Yeah, you can make reeds from that.
What about the husks of the... Is there coconuts here?
Yeah, there's coconuts.
Yeah, I've seen Moana.
Coconut, we can... Yeah. Oh, hello, coconuts.
Yeah, they've got string on the outside, coconuts.
You've got all the time in the world, though. You can figure out a way of getting dust off crisps.
Well, we could fashion a sieve out of crisp packets, I'm sure. Just, like, make strips of them and then weave them together.
It would take a lot of time, but...
That's a good thing.
Or surely just holes in the bottom of the crisp bag. Shake.
He's thought of this before.
That's better.
Allegedly, Mr. Brannigan was a shopkeeper of Irish heritage...
Ooh!
...who took his popular crisps all the way to America to sell in his market stall.
Wouldn't be good by then.
They were an instant hit, which brought them back here.
Katie so Chris he's hid away. He was a bit like the rock band Bush.
The what? The rock band Bush.
Rock band Bush.
Oh, the rock band Bush.
Yeah, didn't do well over here.
A bit like the rock band Bush. The rock band Bush. Hey, you know what I'm saying, freshness.
So now the paper packet's making more sense to me. If it was a market stall, he would have had paper bags, like you would have for apples, say.
Rolled down at the end, like little turnips.
Yeah, he would just scoop up the crisps, put them in a bag. You say, oh, for a pound of roast beef and mustard.
Yeah,
and
please, Governor.
Oh, no, but he's Irish, isn't he? So he'd do it in a different voice.
And they're all American. So no one's English.
So they'd say...
Hey, how's it going, pal? Give me some of those crisps.
Oh, I'll get you some of my famous crisps. You should take these back to your own country, where you came from. Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that.
They'd say chips, though.
Hey, those chips are great, mister.
No, they're not chips, you stupid bastard.
If you can't get the name right, I'll be taking them back.
Branigan, how did it go? Ah, they call on the wrong name. I'm going to have to sell them here. We love you, Chris Branigan.
They're a hit.
That was like,
oh, the beef waft.
There was no waft back then, though. Seal the packs.
No waft if you don't seal the packs.
Zero waft.
Well, I'm pro.
Do you know what you're missing, Branigan? You got no waft. Aye, fuck you, I'm going to America where they don't go on about the waft all the time.
Nice crisps.
Shame about the waft.
So, we got the roast beef and mustard. They also did the smoked ham and pickle.
That's one of the flavours. I just realised all the flavours were beef, but meat, weren't they? Because you're a butcher.
And then they had the roast lamb and mint.
Also good.
Do you know what? I don't think I've ever had the roast lamb and mint.
I don't think I ever ordered them. I don't think I want to eat things that taste of lamb apart from lamb. I don't think there are many things that taste of lamb that aren't lamb.
Cheap.
Doner kebabs?
That's lamb.
Is it though?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not good lamb.
But they smell so strongly that you'll get the edge of a waft at least.
Exactly.
From your bit of the island, when you're opening enough bags, it'll smell like you're having a barbecue.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although you're having a Sunday roast, we'll be coming round going, Mum, you know, when things get really desperate, really dehydrated, because all we're doing is eating crisps and Tom's got salty water. Mum, I'm not your mother! I'm Branigan!
I've turned into Branigan!
So, Ed, what is your crisp choice number two?
Well, I've realised in my choices, I like strong flavours.
Hey,
I like meaty flavours. And in the interest of balancing it out a bit, the next one I'll go with a less meaty flavour.
Yes.
It is the Walker's Sweet Chilli Sensations.
Ooh.
Specifically, Thai Sweet Chilli Sensations.
Ooh.
Is there any other type of sweet chilli?
No, I think the Thais have pretty much got it nailed, haven't they?
They said, let's put some sugar in this chilli, and everyone went, that's how you do that, I guess.
Okay. There you go.
God, they're heavy.
Would you?
I mean, it's a bigger bag.
It's a big old bag.
I'll open the baton. I don't like them.
Wow. Just,
okay, I'm going to have
I
a
don't
little,
like them.
I'm going to have a little taste. Here we go. I mean, they don't lack in flavour.
They are, I'd say, the crisp with the best flavour profile that is available. You get the sweetness on the front, then
it's
you get
true.
The salty, and then the back of the throat, when you're not expecting it, you get the spice.
There's the heat.
Yeah, there's the heat.
Do you know what, Ed? When you were talking me through it then, all that occurred inside my mouth.
It's
like, can you say that again? One sec. I'll put one in.
Let's all do one.
Everyone put one in.
Right. I won't put one in because I've got to talk.
Yeah, okay. Let me get another one.
I don't know if you're going to swing me, but I'll give it a go.
Right.
This is the kind of crisp I would eat at a party.
Put it in, leave it on the tongue.
So, pop them in.
Go ahead.
So that's the sweetness initially. The first hit, you get the sweetness, and then you think that's it. And then a little bit of salt to finish it off.
Yeah.
And then just when you're least expecting it,
bang!
Around now, there's the spice right on the back of the throat.
I love that flavour profile.
Mm-hmm. They're like the... You know, the chewing gum in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory that tastes of loads of different things as you go through it.
That's spooky, though, isn't it?
It's spooky. They're not as spooky as that.
I wish they weren't crisps.
You wish they weren't crisps?
Yeah.
What do you wish they were?
I don't want potato, sweet chilli. You'd never normally put them together.
No.
That's kind of the issue I have with it, is that the sweet chilli taste, I like it, but at the end of it, I've got a crisp in my mouth.
Can I ask another question there then, Sam? So... I seem to remember your...
It's not a question that makes me look like an absolute dick.
Would you eat potatoes with prawns?
Yeah, my famous potato prawn pie.
would you though?
Potatoes and prawns. You know me.
Potatoes and prawns.
Well, I would. Prawns and chips I'd have. Fish pie I'd have.
Okay.
I understand your logic that you're trying to find a flavour of crisp that doesn't go with potatoes.
Mm.
But to be fair to Sam...
Finally.
It's difficult to do that because I was like, I thought I was going to go for that logic and I was about to say, what, you'd have potatoes with salt and vinegar, would you? And then I realised, of course you would.
Yeah. What, cheese and onion? Potatoes, you maniac! Yeah, there's something about them, I just don't get on with them. And you are so right about their flavour profile, it's really there. I think maybe because I read the ingredients and there's monosodium glutamate and I was at a party and I was eating them from a bowl and I was like, I don't really get these, they're not really doing it for me. And I found I was eating loads. Yeah. When I checked it was monosodium glutamate. They're Moorish.
They're very Moorish.
They're a crisp I'd never buy, but if they're in a bowl at a party, that's all I'm eating.
And every time I eat one, I go, oh, for fuck's sake.
The reason I pick them, I don't really have them anymore, but I'd love them on the island because they take up a lot of time. The thing with Moorish things is before you know it, you're just eating them on repeat. There's an eating chain.
Like,
and then
Pringles,
before you know
Pringles,
it, it's 3 hours later and you're on your second
You've
bag.
You've had 15 grams of salt.
There you go.
You've lost a leg.
But I used to eat. I was a larger gentleman.
Yes,
you knew me when I was.
I didn't know you then, but one of my favourite clips of you is doing stand up on Russell Howard's
Good News.
Good News, which is one of my favourite pieces of double actory.
Yeah, well, I was a larger gentleman then, and when I used to go and do gigs wherever, and I couldn't drive, I would often get dropped off in Trafalgar Square and get the night bus back to my house. Oof. Took about an hour on a Friday or Saturday night because there's just loads of people getting on and off, and I used to buy a big bag of these and sit on the night bus and eat a whole bag on the way home. No dip, just straight in, mate.
Yes.
Just that, so there's a very strong sense memory with me starting out comedy.
If it feels like a bit of a release, feels a bit naughty.
Yeah.
All right.
How big are those big bags?
They're 150 grams.
That's three big bags.
Let's have a look at the calorie content of one of these big bags, because I was absolutely in trouble. They're 57.7 per 100 grams of carbohydrate, but calorie-wise, 500 calories per 100 grams. So
750 calories?
750 calories per bag.
Do you know what, though? If you get an Itsu pot thing,
yeah,
that's 750 calories.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, in there will be vegetables.
Yeah.
There'll be protein and minerals and vitamins and that kind of stuff. Whereas that is
Let me just... No, there's none of that in there.
No.
It's suitable for vegetarians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the same way margarine is suitable for turkeys.
Yeah.
Like, it's suitable. Not good for. Yeah, you can have it. You know. But you can also eat dishwasher salt, can't you? You can.
What's with all these American kids eating washing up tablets?
Tide pods.
Yeah, what is all that?
They look delicious. I think that's it, isn't it? I didn't read up on the story because I didn't want to be...
I didn't really look into it. I got from it was because they're quite sort of brightly coloured and look like candy. The kids have been eating them, and I think it turned into a bit of a thing, and then people were doing it on purpose, were they?
I find.
Or not filming each other going, hey, I'm eating the thing, man.
Yeah, exactly that, actually.
Go on, do it. Keith did it and he died. What?
Oh, well, good on him.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good.
I like the cinnamon challenge. I know that was ages ago. There's that video. I don't know if it's fake, but it's the slightly older guy.
It's not fake. He's the DJ.
You fucking kids can't even take a bit of cinnamon. I'm watching you on YouTube and you're coughing and spluttering and it's pathetic. All right, so here I go. Cinnamon challenge. I've got a big spoon here. And he goes, oof. And the first thing that happens is the cinnamon comes out his nose. Poof, poof, poof.
Wafts out his nose.
Oh, mate, it doesn't even waft out. It's like a dragon, like a cinnamon dragon. And then he doesn't breathe for so long, and he's just going, and he opens his mouth, and it's completely coated in cinnamon. And he's just pouring water in, but the water's like coming off. He's like waterproofed himself against water.
Oh, Lord.
I believe he's a DJ, like a radio DJ. His presence seems to be quite odious a lot of the time. Like, he's a proper, like, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's it. It's got a top on it, says Canada.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so weird, isn't it?
Get him in.
I could eat a ton of wasabi peas. Wouldn't even offend me. Oh, God.
I once did a shot of Worcester sauce for like £7.50, thinking,
God,
that can't be too bad.
Yeah.
Shot. I like Worcester sauce. Oh, mother.
I've
Don't
done
do that.
No.
Loads of wasabi peas as well, like half a pint of wasabi peas.
Oy.
And like you just feel it in your nose and
yeah. Yeah.
You make that noise for ages.
So where are we at? I forgot where we're at. Well, sensations. Oh, look, no MSG now.
Ah.
This is the problem. If you put these out on the island, I'm going to want to come across and have a couple, but...
But surely that's a good thing, then I've picked a good crisp, right?
You've picked a good crisp?
Yeah.
I'd agree with Sam, it's a good crisp.
You know when you're suspicious of somebody? Like, someone's like, oh, it's my mate, like, Dave. And you're like, oh, Dave. And everyone's like, oh, Dave's a cool guy. And you're thinking, I'm not sure about Dave. Like, and Dave's like, hey, man, how's it going? But he's giving you a look in the eye that says, I know you don't like me, but they all like me.
I'm going to take everything you have.
Yeah, and that's how you feel about me?
That's how I feel about the Walker sensations.
Right. That they're looking at you.
I don't like them. They don't like me. Everyone else loves them. And I feel like I can't slag them off. Because then it's going to be them or me.
Of course you can slag them off.
Don't say that. You're saying
it's
that
your podcast.
Now.
You can slag them
you're
off.
You're saying that now. I think they're boring. I think they're shit. Fucking right.
Big talk. From
I think, right. I think boring is an insane thing to say about
I
them.
Don't... Do you know what? I think
there's no other crisp like them.
I think they've... True. I think they cross the middle ground between a proper crisp and a posh crisp. And I have issues with posh crisps.
I think they were one of the original posh crisps.
I think so too.
Yeah. And I think think now they've been reduced to normal crisps because they've been on the market for a long time.
Yeah.
Hang on. I feel like they were trying to jump in on the posh crisp market that was established by Kettle Chips.
Yeah, they're not ground zero. They're not zero they're not, posh crisps. Yeah. That's.
I think they're cynical. That's part of why I don't like them.
No, because I think they're dipping into the Orient. They found their own new... Ding,
you can't say they're dipping into the Orient.
That's, I bet they said that on the thing.
You can't.
Yeah, dipping into the Orient.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
But as in that sort of thematic thing, they were. It's like you would depict China in a theme park. That's the sort of.
I can't really put my finger on it.
Can we find out what the other sensations?
Chicken, roast chicken, and thyme and lemon, or something.
Yeah, no, but there was another one that was dipping into the Orient.
prawn toast.
It doesn't feel like you can say that anymore.
It doesn't feel right. No, but it feels like a euphemism for doing something terrible. Yeah.
I think there was another one that was like they were prawn crackers instead of crisps.
Oh yeah, they do like they're like a little poppadom.
Ribs. There was like a rib one as well.
Oh yeah, you got mango and red chili chutney. These little poppadoms.
They're good, man.
Oh, they're new.
But they were all right.
There's a rib flavour.
Like a knick-knack rib.
Like a spare rib flavour.
You got roasted chicken and thyme, onion and balsamic. Mexican sweet chipotle and Thai sweet chili, which is those, isn't it?
Hang on, so Oriental crackers. Oriental crackers, thank you.
Is it okay just for food?
Yeah, I think it seems to be all right for food, yeah.
I want to go for an Oriental meal. Peking spare rib.
Yeah. There you go, Peking spare ribs are also good, but they're an Oriental cracker.
I don't mind a crisp.
Where do we stand on these poppadoms?
Cross that bridge we come to. I don't know. Let them in, because they're coming as crisps.
Let them in.
You couldn't bring in like one poppadom.
No, no. Yeah.
You could sort of say, well, this is my crisps. It's from my local curry house.
Oh, that would be a great choice,
wouldn't it? Poppadoms.
Like a big table poppadom. You just go, poosh. We'd have to have about 10 of them. So you just go, straight down the middle.
Really satisfying.
Then you'd have that joy every day of doing that.
And you could probably go bodyboarding on them.
Yes.
You probably could, because they got soft.
Just wrap them in banana leaf. We haven't got bananas, have we?
Have we? I don't know. We've not explored. We've been too busy eating crisps.
We have. But
very generous way of putting that you've not talked it through enough. We've not explored the island enough. We don't know what's out there.
Oh, what is that over there, Sam?
Is it a bird? No, yeah, it's a bird.
Is it a plane? No, it's way too small to be a plane.
Oh, hey,
Steven Seagal.
Oh, hey, Steven. Steven, this is Ed. Say hello, Ed.
Hi, Steven.
He's gone. Thank you. He's gone, mate. Don't worry.
I was looking up then.
So, Steven has bought us a gift. From,
oh my god.
Not the Orient, but somewhere.
He's Italian, I think.
Italian from Italy. So
a Mika snack.
This week we have courtesy
Pauline
Wonder.
Augusto pizza.
So it's Pauline Augusto pizza flavoured snacks.
Pauline's gut flavoured pizza.
Right then. Should we open them up and have a go?
Let's do.
So the idea is, Ed, every week, Stephen, so far, has just been dropping in this random pack of Thoen crisps.
Right. A broad crisps, right.
And we're giving them a go, and then we're offering you the opportunity to switch them out for one of yours.
I see.
Now, I'm going to guess, I'm hoping, looking at the bag, the fact they say pizza on them, I'm hoping these are like massive Tangy Toms.
Shall I pass them around?
Thank you.
There you go, Sam.
Now, looks-wise, they're like a round Watsit, aren't they?
They're like a round Watsit, and the smell is not a million miles off.
It's like a teenage boy's dick, honestly.
Damn, Sam's gone
absolutely
in.
Absolutely unacceptable.
I quite like them. They're salty, man. They do taste a bit like pizza.
They don't. What pizzas are you eating?
Microwave ones.
£1 ones.
Yeah.
The frozen ones.
The ones that they come with a little dish in the pack. Yeah. They've got a little metal reflector on the bottom.
Chicago Town.
Like them.
It's the only place to be.
There's a considerable oregano hit.
All I'm getting is what's it? I'm getting straight up cheese powder.
What is the sodium content on these motherfuckers?
I tell you what, let me talk you through the flavour profile.
Thank you.
Stick one
okay,
in.
Okay, there, stick okay. Okay, by the way, there's 3.5 grams of salt per 100 grams.
Per ball.
Single Hang on, let me experience the profile once more and then I'll talk you through the profile.
Wait for me.
Go on. So, you ready?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Stick them in. You're in. So, we start off with genuine, like, what's it? Just what's it? And then, wait for it. Here comes that tomato puree vibe on the back end. Dish, oregano.
I'd say it's not a good time to taste something when you've just had roast beef and mustard and sweet chili crisp.
True.
So the palate's probably strips, but what I would say about that is that just tastes like a round what's it to me.
I really get the tomato on it.
Yeah.
But it's not a good tomato flavour.
No, it's a puree.
Do you remember those pizzas your mum used to do for you? They come in, they were little individually wrapped pizzas about the size of a CD. And my mum used to microwave them. We just fold them up and dip them in ketchup.
You dirty bastard.
They weren't individually wrapped. They were in like a set of five, weren't they?
Yeah, but they were like really cheap. Yeah, like really, really cheap.
The round ones or those ones?
Yeah, round ones. Like really, really cheap. Just little cheap bases, a few sprinkles of cheese on, and just like tomato puree spread across it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It tastes like that.
Well, here's what I think about these. I think if you imagine that the what's it is the penis of some sort of cheese animal, we finally know where the balls went.
Yeah. There it is. I take it it's a no.
This is my least favourite sort of crisp anyway. I don't think they should even be called crisps. They're maize-based snacks.
Whoa,
you can't call something a crisp if it doesn't crisp. That melts as soon as it gets in your mouth.
Are you saying that Skips couldn't be here?
I would.
Millions of Skips listeners.
I would not classify Skips as a crisp.
More than I'd classify
pom bars as a crisp.
Salt and vinegar pom bars are up there for me. They'd be in my top 10.
Because I always said about pom bars, to fight off a real bear, you play dead. To fight off a pom bar, just throw some water at it and dissolve immediately.
I like the way you can retaste the fat on a pom bear. The oil. That's what I give them to my kids. Hey, here's a little thing. These wonders, per 100 grams of 4.5 grams of salt, to compare to a reputable crisp maker like Walker's, their sensations are 1.6 grams. So these have got these are like 3.5 times the amount of salt.
Oh, and that's not an unsalted crisp, the sensation.
That's an unsalty crisp.
Do you know what I mean?
No, that doesn't taste like an unsalty crisp.
That tastes like there's some salt on there. Yeah,
because
they're
adding salt is very much the only flavour in the balls.
The texture is bad. They just give way.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the texture. It's just just nothing. And I think in a desert island environment, the humidity is not going to treat those well.
No. The bag will sweat. It's clear bags. They're not foil wrapped, so you're probably going to get sweaty balls in there.
You get sweaty balls, and I think
sweaty salty balls.
Sweaty salty balls.
You could tailor an interesting game with those though. Oh. To like, we can make some kind of like blow shoots out of whatever you want. Yeah, and then we've got blow football. It might be worth just having two packs of crisps and then multiple games. We can invent loads of games with those.
But isn't there not a better crisp to do that with? Could we not have big packs of Tangy Toms?
Yeah, okay. I'll take a Tangy Tom over them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we can play the games and eat a Tangy Tom.
I don't want to deprive you guys of games, but I really hate these crisps.
That's fair enough.
Let's get rid of them.
So, Ed, your third and final choice.
Well, this is why I think you're going to resent me not trading in one of my crisps for the cheesy balls.
Yes.
Because it's going to feel like I'm retreading old ground, but I have some good reasons as to why it doesn't. It's not that.
It's all right.
I've gone with McCoy's flame grilled steak.
It's a good crisp.
It's a good crisp.
But it's my second beef.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you may regret it in years to come.
Mm.
Tupac and Biggie only had one beef and then they died. So you should feel happy about this additional
double beef.
I do enjoy the way that McCoy's themselves describe their flame grilled steak crisps. They describe them as being steakier than a steak on a high-stakes stakeout and meatier than an important meeting about meat.
See, I hate that.
Yeah, reading it out again like that
makes me hate them.
Yeah.
Were they the crisps that said they're man crisps?
Yes.
That's an issue. That's dickish, isn't it?
Okay, well, should we dive in?
Sorry, I didn't realise we were so woke on the island.
There's no women here.
Jade's round the corner.
She won't talk to us anymore.
I know. It's because we smell of scampi fries.
That's what you want.
You see,
it's the size of that.
Our listeners at home won't be able to appreciate this.
So this is the noise a crisp makes.
It's good.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
You're always very aware of its potato heritage when you get a crisp like that. Do you know what I mean?
What I like about these is I don't often like meat crisps because I find them I find them a bit flat. I quite want something that's going to be perky. It's such a small snack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like 30 grams or 35 grams or 50 grams or whatever. So it's not... I don't want it... I want it to be kind of like, whoa, woo, exciting all the way through.
You want the vinegar, you want
I like things like that, personally. But there's a real kind of beefy tang to it. They're really, really
it's almost
strong.
Like but, stews style beef.
Yeah.
Sort of deep stock flavour to it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's been slow cooked.
Yeah. Stock QB. They are stock QB. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what's good about them as well? Is their dust coverage is a visual thing.
Mm.
So you can look in... I mean, look at this one. Look how dark...
You know what it's going to taste like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And there are some lighter ones, so you can mix it up.
Exactly.
Or if you're Mr. Moneybags, throw them away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or give them to someone less fortunate than yourself.
Let's do that, shall
give
we?
Give them to...
Dave, I got those crisps I didn't eat.
Do you want my pale crisps, Dave?
I don't like beef. No, it's okay. These ones are pale.
Feed the pale ones to for freshness.
For freshness.
I like them. I like salt and vinegar McCoy's.
Yeah.
They're on your island, aren't they?
They should have been, but I chose Max. I made a mistake.
Oh, you did. You missed it right.
Let's not go back to that. Because I'm colourblind, I bought like a packet of those instead of salt and vinegar the other day. And I was very angry at myself because I got into the car. And then I tried them and I thought, do you know what? I don't step out of my crisp echo chamber enough. What
room? That is true, yeah.
So the texture of them and the thick cutness of them and the fact they're ridged cut, which we've not even discussed yet.
No.
So they're corrugated crisps.
To catch the flavour.
Yeah. That catch the flavour and just the bite on them is fantastic. And I know it's not, you know, it's not politically correct to call them man crisps anymore, and I get that because ladies can enjoy McCoy's as much as a gentleman.
They just don't happen to.
They just don't happen to. But I think I like snacks that were originally marketed as man snacks. So that followed by a Yorkie. I think my dick would grow. I want to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Feels like I've killed the cow with my hands.
They're very substantial.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very substantial.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Also,
your dick will grow substantially. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I like? I like a ridge crisp that you can eat a ridge at a time. So you just go,
yes.
Pop. I just pop a ridge
off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do that with a ridge crisp.
Mate, that's the crisp version of a Kit Kat.
Yeah. But multi.
Yeah.
Multi ridge. But look at that. That is a perfect.
That's really good.
Ridge.
They're so strong and hardy that on the island, if there was a tropical rainstorm of some sort, mm-hmm. you could build a corrugated roof out of McCoy's, and for one rain shower, that would not let in any water.
And any water that did get through would be like a lovely oxtail soup.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
dripping off a ridge. You could just...
Yeah.
And then you got your little pot that you'd
be like having a Bovril.
Crafted.
Yeah.
For that reason alone, I applaud it greatly.
I like them. This is a really good selection.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Did you have these as a kid?
I'm not sure. I don't have many memories of them. I think they're a more recent crisp. I don't know when they were released, but they're certainly, for me, a more recent crisp.
An adult crisp.
Yeah,
I didn't used to like McCoy's.
No.
I got into them when I was older.
I think they've made them thicker as well.
The chilli McCoy's got banned at my school in the tuck shop, and it made them the most sought-after thing you could have, a bit like in prison cigarettes or that sort of thing.
Yeah. It's Mexican chilli, isn't it? And all for nothing, really, because they're not very good.
Yeah, but it's all about what you can't have, isn't it?
And at school, the one thing I was really worried about not getting was crisps.
In our school, this big thing went around because the ice cream van outside was selling cans of shandy that were 0.5% alcohol.
Mama!
The blue can with the
shandy bass.
I think so, yeah.
Love
so
a shandy bass.
We'd all go and get one and then we'd be so drunk.
Yeah. But you would need to drink maybe about 75.
You would genuinely need to.
We used to get those. Yeah. There was these sweets called, they were like called cider bottles or beer bottles or something like that. And the room went around the school. They're like little 2p sweets that if you bit the top off and sucked, like beer would come out. So for ages, we were just going, sucking on these tiny little sweets. Yeah.
We were doing heroin in my school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Every time the ice cream van used to pull into our school, the same thing happened every day. He's an Italian guy, he put the window, so I go, okay, not fucking about today, okay, like, and then the kids will just start rocking the ice cream van, and it would be going so far, and then one day, they threw a kid over the crowd into the ice cream van. So there was always, the ice cream van was always about six deep, and people would push so much, go, not pushing, not pushing, and it would start rocking to and fro, oh, fucking hell, like, and there's cones going everywhere, and this kid just went over under, just flew like a javelin straight into his area of work.
And that's why Mr. Pringle moved into the crisp area.
Ah, fuck you guys.
I'm going to sell crisps. I'm going to follow my Irish Uncle Branigan.
So, we've got your three crisps, Ed. We're also going to allow you a specialist item.
Okay.
However,
not including insulin.
Not well.
No, I think we're too taking the insulin. We're just thinking.
You can have your insulin.
If you rifle through the plane crash, you might also find a medical box on board. Okay. There.
14 years. We never looked in the plane.
So the insulin box. Yeah. Does that have similar magical qualities to the crisp boxes?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's everlasting.
Exactly.
Right?
It's really weird.
Yeah.
So strange. But it's just the way it is. You know.
I'm fine with it.
Well, you're gonna have to be.
It's a magical island.
Is it the island from Lost?
Well, I was going to say, when you asked whether the crisp packet went outwards, I was going to interject and say, actually, it definitely goes downwards, just like in the island from Lost.
Yeah, like a hatch.
There's just weird shit going on.
Hatch for no reason.
Yeah, but you have to go down and get bags. You'll stop getting the crisps after a while.
Yeah. You guys are writing this in the same way that they wrote Lost.
Yeah.
Just as you go along.
I've never seen Lost, but I know that I don't want to watch it, because everyone's seen it. It's like, oh... So it ended badly,
first,
right?
This is brilliant, and then they
a bit mad,
two and three, they were writing it as they went along.
I literally think they were sitting around a table in an office somewhere, and there was like a whole film crew just waiting outside the door, waiting for them to make their mind up. And be like, well, what is down there?
Yeah. another hatch. Didn't polar bear.
It's the next script. That's what's down there.
In the end, wasn't it all a dream? Was it one of those?
Yeah, I think it was like a, I mean, spoiler warning.
I like the way you changed it to warning.
It was
alert, so overused.
Yeah.
Spoiler clacks.
I think it's like a purgatory type thing. I think.
Yeah.
Because
the main thing was that the fat guy didn't get any thinner.
Yes, but then they explain that away in series 2 or 3.
Was he like Vlad?
He basically found the Dharma Initiative stores of all the food, and he'd been going through that and not told anyone.
That's such a shitty way for that guy, because someone's on the internet's gone, how come the fat guy's not getting any thinner? And they've gone, you've not got any thinner. It's like, I didn't know you wanted to get any thinner. All right, we'll just say on the island you found loads of food, and that's why you're still fat. Oh, thanks, man. Oh, do you know what? It's lovely to come to fucking work with you guys. I love the fact you alter the script to explain the fact that I'm fat. Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Well, maybe
pricks.
He found our part of the island.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Let's get him in.
I know him in. Hurley. Okay. Now, have you seen the film Moana? I'm obsessed with it at the moment.
Oh, the one with the rocking.
What can I say except you're welcome? Anyway, yeah.
Such
he would be amazing
song.
As Maui.
Yes, he would be.
Yeah. He's...
You have to work out a bit, though.
Yeah, and sort of grow a few things.
Same conversation.
Yeah,
it's good, though. You've got to do something about that.
Do something about that.
It's just like being back on Lost. Yeah. Well, maybe Maui's found like an endless source of chocolate and cakes. Don't change it. Don't change it for me. Don't change it just because I'm fat.
I tell you, amazing is Maui, the rock.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's the second highest paid actor in Hollywood.
George Garcia from...
Is he?
Not him. The Rock.
Who's the highest?
Robert Downey Jr.
Seriously?
Really?
I assumed it was The Rock. I assumed Rock was the highest.
I don't imagine Robert Downey Jr. would get what he gets for Avengery films for anything else. I would say The Rock could walk into anything and go, this is my price.
There's an elusive contract. It's called the 30-30, where you get 30 mil to do the film and you get 30%.
Of back end.
And that's
of merch as well.
Of the whole shebang.
Wow.
That's what...
Of merch too?
I believe so.
Every Iron Man that gets sold, he gets 30% of it.
I don't know if it's merch, but it's 30% of the film's box office.
Whereas we've got that, we've kind of got that deal here. We've got sort of 30% ownership, and we get 30% of the crisps, really.
Yeah. Ed.
So specialist item.
Specialist item. But so it has to be a dip.
It's like a luxury item.
Oh!
Your luxury item,
it's got to be a dip. So it's a tricky one, because you've got to kind of find something that is going to cater to... Well, either it's going to cater to all the crisps you have, or you say... Well, fuck it, I'm not having a dip with those two, but this would go brilliant with one.
With my Brannigan's roast beef and mustard. But
Brannigan's roast beef and mustard, we just have some old gravy.
No, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to have a dip which you may think would not go with any of the crisps, but I believe goes with every crisp.
Go on.
Guacamole.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
Because it's got vegetables and that in it.
Yeah, it's got vegetables in it, and that's not why I was thinking it.
It's got fruit in it.
It's got a creamy taste.
Avocado's a fruit.
Right, well, you're not having any of it.
So tomatoes. Garlic, though, what is garlic? That's a bulb, isn't it?
It's a legume.
Legume. That's a wonderful word to say.
I think it's a legume.
I think it's a legume.
No. It's a. Don't tell
me. It's part of the onion family.
It's the French one.
I can still smell those goddamn Wonder Balls.
It's an allium. An allium,
that's it.
Okay.
Roger Allium. That's
so, right. Here's what I think as well. It's cool in guacamole, depending on how much chili you've got in it.
Yeah.
So, it'd take the edge off some of those crisps. If you're feeling a bit overpowered by the flavour of them, because they're heavily flavoured crisps, have a bit with guac, you just have the texture and then the cooling guac.
I totally agree.
That's the best.
I don't think crisp flavours bear any kind of relation to what the dip flavour is. So I don't think you kind of go, lamb doesn't go with avocado. You just kind of go, it's a nice crisp, it's a nice dip.
It's texture. It's texture really, isn't it? Yeah.
And you could just sit there eating the guac.
You can have straight guac. So you're happy with the guac choice?
I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's a good choice, I think. It's a really solid
choice. Has anyone else chosen that?
No.
No.
Tom went for hummus.
That's nice, but what I'd say about hummus is quite often it's too thick to dip and the chips will crack.
Yeah.
You've got to have a supporting finger.
So
if the crisp goes, you just lick it off your finger.
Yes.
But I don't. Have we got any fridges on the island?
Well, how are we keeping the DC cold?
Okay, I'm going to need a fridge for my insulin.
Oh, what is this? It's washed up on the shore.
Wow, that's all completely useless to me.
It's a fridge with a generator.
Medical fridge.
I think the magic of the island is that we've got our drinks, which you're going to choose your drink in the minute as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think we can magic. That there is a fridge, or at least a magical part of the island where it is so chilled.
A cool pool or something. Cool rock pool. Yeah. That'd do it, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, right.
I don't want hummus getting in my insulin.
You've got to keep hummus cold. That will. Yeah. It's a fucking
perishable. Perish, yeah.
But it
yeah.
will also, if you leave the hummus out, it will. I think that issue with the crisp snapping is a straight from the fridge issue.
Yes. Also, it depends where you get. If you're getting supermarket hummus,
which I prefer.
It's thicker, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I find it reedier.
Reedier?
Thinner. It's more processed.
Reedier.
No, I'd say...
thinner. It's easier to dip.
I'd say like a hummus that's sort of... Not homemade, but like a Sabra hummus or something.
The Americans do a really, like, crispable hummus.
Like a wetter hummus.
Yeah, you want a proper hummus.
Of course, the problem with hummus is once you've opened the packet, it's once opened, consumed within 3 days, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, but I mean,
but you've got unlimited hummus, right?
Well, hummus is so
Moorish. I could eat a pot of hummus in one go. Huh?
Are you allowed any of it on tap? Like a big bitter?
Yeah.
So
we wouldn't need to be wasting anything by having half a pot and then throwing it away.
Dude, it's infinite. Why the fuck are you worried about wasting anything?
Well, you know, we're on an island. We've got to conserve the natural habitat.
If you put some hummus in the sea, it's not going to pollute the island.
The pot. What are you doing with the pot?
There's a recycling bin out back.
Who's
picking that up? Because if they're picking it up, they can take me home.
It's Steven Seagal. He
flies off with it.
No, he just does a pot at a time. He comes, he drops off our crisps, and then he takes two little pots.
He does. Because his hatchlings go in them to stop them. Because the remnants of the hummus hold the hatchlings in, like that, and stops them rolling off the island. Hatchling, I don't fucking know what that is called.
I am concerned about the hummus slick.
Yeah.
Hummus in all the water.
Yeah. Greenpeace are going to have to come in and wash loads of wings of.
Just eat all the hummus.
Trying to get hummus out from birds' feathers.
What is this? Is this some sort of Greek. Does that smell like tahini to anyone?
They do call it
the. We thought plastic was going to be the problem. Actually, the problem was unused dinner table dip.
They do call it the Greek crude oil.
You leave my hummus alone, guys.
No, I think hummus is, it's undoubtedly a good choice. What did you pick?
You know the four packs of really shit
like
white...
Tex-Mex dip?
No, but the crisps dip you get in like Sainsbury's, but it's four white ones. So there's like one that's like
got cheese in it.
Russian dressing, one's got cheese in it.
Yeah.
One's sour cream, one's garlic and onion or something like that. I think I chose the garlic one of those ones.
Oh, so you chose one segment?
Yeah, I couldn't take the whole thing because it's four dips.
So you getting it delivered with three empty segments?
Look, I don't know how it's come. I don't know in what sort of physical entity it's been withheld.
I think you just need to think these things through, you know?
Right, so let's leave our dip choices behind and move on to your... you can have a drink.
Interesting.
Dip. You can have a can.
So... It comes as Diet Coke as standard. So
Diet Coke standard.
Yeah. But you can change it. So you
changed it to fizzy water.
Yeah.
And you kept Diet Coke.
I get Diet Coke. I don't want my teeth getting squeaky from sugary drinks.
Well, here's the key. There's not booze on the island, is there?
No.
So I could change it to
the shandy,
a can of booze, couldn't I?
No.
I couldn't.
It has to be a soft drink.
It's got to be a soft drink.
Oh. Thank you.
But if there's coconuts on the island, we could probably make Malibu. That's how it's done, isn't it?
Okay, no, well, no booze, that's fine. So we're looking for a refreshing soft drink. Yeah. And it has to be a can.
Well, let's see what you come up with. And
We'll see what you come up with, and then Adam will say something fucking crazy about the plane wreckage that wasn't there last week. Well, actually, guys, I think you find there's an entire bar.
The soft drink I would like is, as far as I'm aware, not available in a can.
Okay.
But only in 500ml bottles.
Right.
And it is my post-gig drive-home treat.
Is it a Purdy's?
It's not a Purdy's. No one drinks those.
I like Purdy's.
No one's ever had a Purdy's.
I'm still going.
It's not a Purdy's.
Keep putting them down. They're still there.
It's
you can say that.
A Pepsi Max with cherry.
Pepsi Maximum.
Ooh, that's big tings.
I've
never ever had that.
Do you know what?
Let yourself indulge, mate.
I will.
It's incredible.
Do you know what they've got in America? They've got these Diet Cokes with a series of different fruits in them, and they've got a Diet Coke with mango. Let me tell you.
No.
Let me tell ya.
Sing it.
Oh, I was having that shit for breakfast.
Really?
Seriously, we were staying on
along
UK
with your quavers.
Time. Along with my quavers. I was getting up about 6:30. I was having a can of Diet Coke with mango.
Whoa.
At about 7:30 in the morning.
Blows my mind.
It is incredible. But check that one on the right. What's that? Diet Coke
feisty
with
cherry.
With feisty cherry.
Feisty cherry.
You want to try that one?
Oh, I don't know if I can cope with a feisty cherry.
See, my issue is cherry Coke, insanely good. Never have it because I don't drink sugary drinks, but it's insanely nice. Mm. Diet Coke with cherry tastes like they've actually just left some real cherries in it. Fucking horrible.
No, I love it. I love Diet Coke with cherry. Pepsi Max with cherry is better, though. It's a stronger flavour.
Really? Pepsi Max isn't as nice as Diet Coke.
Pepsi Max with cherry is nicer than Diet Coke with cherry. But I would prefer, if I was just having straight up, I'd go Diet Coke over Pepsi Max.
Right.
But the cherry variant is always Pepsi Max with cherry. Have you guys ever used a Coke Freestyle machine?
No. I want one.
Well...
the hell is that?
I mean, if we can get one of these on the island,
okay.
I'm never leaving.
We'll have to check the wreckage.
Right? Check the wreckage. There's a few of them in London that I know of. There's definitely one in the Burger King on Leicester Square.
Yeah.
It's a machine. It's like a computerised machine. There's a screen and they have flavours you've never heard of before.
Right.
And also, you just go and get the cup so you can use whatever flavours you want and mix it up how you want. So
you just
have,
mix a combo.
Diet Coke with orange and Sprite with raspberry.
Sprite with raspberry
Sprite.
Can you do
cherry Sprite?
Can you do like raspberry and cherry Sprite?
Well, yeah, because you could do cherry Sprite, half of it, and then do raspberry Sprite the other half.
Oh. We used to do that, my friend at a pub, we used to do that on his post-mix. Everything was disgusting when we did that.
Yeah.
We put all the drinks in one thing, it was horrible.
The level of choice is incredible.
Okay.
Oh, God, do you want more choice?
We could check out the wreckage and see what we can do.
See if they, 14 years ago, they put maybe like a prototype.
Yeah.
Who'd you fly with?
But I'm going with Pepsi Max with cherry as my drink.
Thank you. I think solid choices all round.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd applaud them.
Yeah, not my kind of, not my thing, but right. I can't, you know, begrudge you your taste.
Not very edgy either, I'd say. I'd probably not blow any minds.
Who are you trying to impress out here?
Well, no, I'm trying to get some nice crisps, right?
I try to impress people with my Walker's Salt and Vinegar Max. Tried them again. I was just like, made a bad choice.
No one.
Made a bad choice. Do you know what I would rather have over that now? A Salt and Vinegar Snacker Jack.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah, they're good, man. There's some strong vinegar vibes.
Really strong.
Who else have you had on the island?
Just Jade Adams.
Just Jade Adams so far. What did Jade bring to the party?
If you've not listened to the episode yet, this is a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler klaxon. She had roast beef monster munch. She had Walker's cheese and onion. And she had...
Didn't she have pickled onion monster munch in the end?
No. She had beef.
That's madness.
Of course she did. And she has squares, something like squares.
Something like squares, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've definitely beat her. That's roast beef monster munch. What's she thinking?
They're nice, we like them.
Yeah, like
a pickled onion monster munch if you're choosing a monster.
I agree,
yeah.
But I think roast beef monster munch have a quality.
Well, look, I like Jade a lot, but she's fucked up there. And also, this island is too beefy now.
It's such a beefy island.
It's a beefy island, yeah. Isn't it?
But we've bought the tank. We've got sort of squares, scampi fries... Space Raiders, pickled onion.
I bought T-bone steak roysters though.
That's beefy.
Yeah,
that's beefy again. Isn't that interesting though? How much beef?
Quadruple beef.
Woo. Quad beef.
quad beef.
That's like a four rib of beef.
Yeah.
Mash them all together.
Quad beef is an old boarding school thing where you'd all get
Gamble, it's time to quad beef. Oh, not again.
Oh, no.
I've still not healed.
Do you want to know my substitute crisp? I've just thought that I can't believe I didn't pick it.
Go on.
Instead of one of the beefy ones. Another big flavour. It's a nice and spicy knick-knack.
Oh, yeah.
They are, it's too late. I know it's too late, but...
It is too late.
Someone else will bring them, but I mean...
That's a good multi-pack, though, the knick-knack. Because you had that ribbon sauce and then the scampion...
Scampion lemon, which they discontinued, but they're still doing salt and vinegar. I looked up. There's really? A salt and vinegar knick-knack out there. I'm not even joking.
Oh, let's get them in.
Scampion lemon was good as well, though.
But they're called... Oh no, there's another flavour. The name doesn't make any sense. Could you bring up scampi fries? Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, the flavour's coming. Because there's a flavour, and I was
are
really
talking
on.
About, sorry, are we talking about.
Knick-knack, sorry. Yeah. Scampi and lemon.
Ribbon saucy.
Yeah. And.
Nice and spicy.
Nice and spicy.
They like their ums, don't they?
That?
Look at the multi packs, because it's the multi packs are the truth.
They hold flavour well, knick-knacks, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of club-like.
So they're club-like and there's a lot of recesses. There's a lot of... Yeah, it's the same with the...
What other flavours were
the rich crisp.
Yeah, true.
Me and my wife were talking about knick-knacks the other day and she was saying, for me, it's always been... For her, it's always wheat crunchies.
Tomato wheat crunchies.
Love them.
Oh, no.
But the only time you'd ever eat them is after you've gone swimming. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. Well, they
were... Wheat crunchies...
Is there salt and vinegar? That's it. Pickle and onion. And I suddenly remembered having them. There's pickled onion, but they had to call them pickle and onion. As if there's just some pickle and then an onion.
A wheat crunchy for me, you may as well eat a bag of raw penne.
They're a dry ass crisp.
Oh, mate, really the bacon dry. Ones. And that's the only ones you can find now, the bacon ones.
Yeah.
There was Worcester sauce.
They were good.
Amazing. Yeah. The problem with the wheat crunchy is that the flavour had gone by the time you were still left with the roughage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the issue. Yeah, spicy tomato I liked.
Chewing and bacon.
Days.
Well, is that everything?
That's everything.
Have we come to our crisp conclusion?
We have.
So, Ed, what are you up to at the minute?
I'm just on an island.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed.
So, let's play a game, yeah?
God, why have we made this so fucking complicated? If you
just
were,
on an island with you guys.
No. That's not what we mean. But if you weren't on the island, if you were like still back home, everything's going well, what would you be up to?
I'd probably just be finishing my stand-up tour, but that's all over, so you can't see me on that.
Nope.
I'd be writing a new show, though.
No point now, you're on the island.
No, but I would be if I were. I'd be
How's
writing
that going?
A new show.
How would that be going?
Because what I found out, if I imagine that would happen, is that it's very difficult to write a new show while you're touring another one.
Mm.
But I'd be trying my hardest, and by the time it came to August when I did the Edinburgh Festival and then the tour in spring 2019, then it'd be really good by then.
Yeah.
So, and I'd be working on loads of secret projects as well.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, really cool stuff that I'm not allowed to say anything about yet. But.
Is it Blue Go Mad Night Beetha 2, by any chance?
It is.
Can I be in it, please? Because things are really dried up.
You know, it's called Blue Go Mad Night Beetha.
It was.
Like a riff on Enid Blyton.
Is it? Okay.
Which is like five go mad.
Five go mental, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they wanted the band Five to do it?
It would have made so much
more
sense.
It would have made way more sense, wouldn't it?
Well, that can be the sequel.
Yeah, Five Go Mad in...
Who are Five? I get them all mixed up. Who is Ed Five?
One really meaty guy.
Yeah.
Who's like, I play basketball and I do raps.
Yeah.
Like that. And
was Abs in Five?
Abs. He was always wearing so much...
Five,
he looked like he was wearing makeup or he had a face transplant or something.
And Jay, no, that was not Jay and Richie.
Who was the pretty one? Yes. Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was the kind of...
There's one that looked like an onion. There's a guy that looked like an onion in Five. Bring him up. There's one guy that's basically... Do you remember those old books about...
I know exactly what you mean.
The yellow onion with the thing.
Yeah.
Onion guy.
Who looks like
Pickle
him?
And
Five.
Onion.
His name was Pickle and Onion.
Which one looks like an onion?
Front and centre is... No.
That's Abs.
No, front guy's onions. No,
so Abs is
yeah,
onion.
Yeah, he's onion.
Oh, right.
That's onion.
Is that
guy.
Jay?
He looks more like an onion. Yeah, there he is. Look, he looks loads like an onion there.
He's just onion guy. He hasn't got a name.
He's just called onions.
Hey, onions, get the drinks.
What have I got to get the drinks? Shut your fucking mouth, onions.
Get some pickled onions.
Oh, you leave that boy alone. Hey, fuck you, Brannigan.
Leave little onion alone.
Well, on
tell
that
me,
note,
young man, do you taste like onions at all? I'm thinking about doing a flavour.
Oh, Lord.
But he looks like a Spanish onion now. Like one of those really big ones. He's filled out. Time will do it to you.
I've got that's coming up. I'm doing that. Five Go Mad in Ibiza.
There should have been a programme called To Do Something that they could have riffed on that with Blue.
Yeah. Crisscross. Could have got them to do it. Remember them? Crisscross will make you jump.
Why is it all about Five? It's not about Five anymore. It's about Ibiza.
No, it's about Crisscross.
What?
Criss-cross.
You don't remember the band Crisscross?
Yeah. What's that got to do with Blue?
There's two of them. So they could have been.
But they're
the
not called
series?
Something that crisscross doesn't rhyme with blue. So it doesn't rhyme with two.
Oh, okay. Who could you have done then?
So my Twitter is @EdGambleComedy. So check me out on there and see if I ever make it off the island and what I'm up to.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed, why not take a gamble? Thanks for joining us on the island.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's been so much fun.
I've had a lovely time.
Right, and, I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, I'll see you in a bit.
I'll see you by the guacamole pool.
That you will.
Yeah.
Bye.
We've hidden the insulin. Thank you, Ed Gamble, and thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @DesertCrisps. Special thank you, as always, to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art, and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.